This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with love advice. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee. And when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. Don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dos Cucaracha Club. Let's see if we can work the bugs out of this little number. I knew a fella who was quite a stud. He never put a condom on his pud. He met a lady who was really hot. And a piece of ass wasn't all he got. He got
gonorrhea, gonorrhea, you'll scream. Gonorrhea, gonorrhea, it's green. Gonorrhea, gonorrhea, VD.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Did you hear about the bride and groom in the motel on their honeymoon? She said, dear, you'll have to wait. I'm afraid we cannot consummate. She said, I have been unfaithful, and it caused quite a stir.
It hurts.
It seemed that for a wedding gift, the best man had given her
a case of gonorrhea, gonorrhea, drip, drip. Gonorrhea, gonorrhea, itch, itch. Gonorrhea, gonorrhea, VD.
Whoa, 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 whoa. My best friend joined the army. He was sent to a foreign land.
It hurts.
He came back 2 years later with a discharge in his hand.
And it was gonorrhea, gonorrhea, inflamed. Gonorrhea, gonorrhea, the pain. Gonorrhea, gonorrhea, VD.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Ooh.
Hey, everybody. You're singing great. It's a catchy little tune, isn't it? All right, in just a minute, I'd like you to put your hands together. It's clap time.
Cloudy discharge, gonorrhea.
Uh-oh.
Pussy lesions, yeah. Gonorrhea.
Hello, doctor.
Penicillin.
Ouch.
Gonorrhea.
whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah.
Now you got it.
Bad infection.
She said she was a virgin.
We're protection.
Honey, I swear I got it from a toilet seat.
Gonorrhea. Gonorrhea VD.
So long, everybody. I'll catch you later.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hi. Through the glass, Willie G.
Hey.
On the camera over there, it's Pat Godwin with his musical instruments over there. With the brown hair and the blue eyes, it's the lovely Jessica Alsman. With the
Hello.
Blonde hair and the blue eyes, it's the lovely Allie Breen. Hi, Allie.
Hi.
Hey,
Allie Breen, of course, currently in the Broadway version of the Johnny Winter show.
Oh, boy.
In which she portrays one of the famous albino brothers.
Oh, gosh.
The light, Allie, makes you look invisible.
That's what I was saying. I love that Jess matches her background, and so do I.
Yeah. Right. Switch.
Now, Allie, we saved this story for you, but don't take it the wrong way.
Okay. Oh, no. Love it. Oh, love everything about it.
Now, first off, do you know who Marie Kondo is?
Isn't that the pie lady?
No.
That's Marie Callender.
Marie Callender? Yeah. Is that what I'm thinking of?
Marie Kondo became famous Kondo, in the last couple years.
She's an Asian woman who does very cool organizing techniques.
She has this, people watch as she organizes other people's stuff.
Yeah.
If it doesn't bring you joy, you throw it out.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've heard about that. Sure.
And,
well,
you know,
yes.
But you know, she'll go into a place and throw 90% of the stuff away, and then it looks great. Hey, that was my fire extinguisher. But there's a lot of people who follow her because they can't figure out their own lives. The point is,
there's a woman in the UK who must get a lot of joy from her favorite sex toys because she has found an innovative way to store them.
Okay.
Rather than keeping the collection in her bedside drawer.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, no, no,
she's
no.
She's opted for a more organized system using an over-the-door shoe organizer.
Oh, okay.
She realized her shoe organizer could be repurposed to home her or to keep her rather large selection of adult toys in one spot.
Wow.
You ever seen those shoe things?
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
She purchased the clear shoe divider and filled each of the 24 clear pockets with a different sex toy. Here is the thing that really, people are very impressed with her organizational skill.
She shows it off.
I guess.
Oh, boy.
That's kind of intimidating. I mean, she probably shows up in bed wearing one of those bandolero harmonica holder things.
Right.
With eight dildos in it. And come on.
Like, who wore one of those?
Pardon me?
Who used to wear one of those? The harmonica holders and stuff?
Oh, the harmonica holder.
Like Blues Traveler.
Bandolero.
Oh, your reference.
Norton Buffalo.
Yeah. Norton Buffalo. You guys know who Norton Buffalo is, right?
No idea.
Worth Googling. One of the great harmonica player. I give you, there's many, many examples of his fine, fine work.
Many, many fine, fine work.
many, many harmonica. Many, many.
Isn't that a little much, having that many?
I think it's, you know, to each his own.
Yeah,
here's a tip, by the way.
Do guys get excited by that, or do they get intimidated by it? If you opened a closet and there was a shoe holder full of sex toys, would you be like, yes? Or would you be like, oh, my God?
I think there is a big school of thought.
Oh, my gosh. Have you seen the picture of this?
Yeah, intimidated.
No reason to be intimidated. You just go, hey, good for you.
Yeah, she knows what she likes. Yeah. Good for her.
I can't even.
Yeah. By the way, do you have to add oil to the gasoline for this one, or is it two cycle?
I can't even tweet this picture.
When the lights,
you know, wouldn't it be dirty? Like they're exposed constantly, getting like dust on them or something. Plus, it's like your
the lights dim
were.
And stuff.
Yeah,
when
you might wipe them off or whatever.
Oh, you got to clean them after and before. Oh, so much work.
It has to be organized by favorite, too, right? You want your favorite, like, at arm level.
Sure,
and then your least favorite.
Well,
right.
I can tell you what her favorite is, then.
You don't want to have to do the dishes before you continue with your sex, I don't think, right?
Well, yeah, it's just a quick wipe with a wet wipe or a wet one.
Since she is doing the Marie Kondo thing, I guess they all bring her joy.
Yeah.
She does have them categorized.
Let me
I will
you
give
something.
Her credit.
If she needs to find a wet one, I don't want anything to do with her. What do you think of that?
She has them categorized. In as dildos, vibrators, anal tools, if you will.
All the colors and sizes you can imagine.
Anal tools?
Yeah. I know one anal tool.
Okay, anal. I can't say.
Hi, welcome to this old house. Today,
oh, let's just say she likes beads.
Oh, okay.
We're going to work on the ass end of the house with our anal tools.
She likes to be pulled.
So she's thinking outside her box.
Apparently.
Yeah, in that case, she absolutely is. Yeah,
I cannot retweet this.
Excellent.
I'm sorry.
Wow. Where
I had a friend who belonged to the sex toy of the month club. Oh. And it does pile up on you quick if you have that for a couple years as a membership.
Yeah, I was going to say.
24 toys. That's,
after a couple of years, what's left?
That fills the
here's one you'd make out of Legos. Ow. Looks like the magic castle.
Well, you're going to want to glue those together, too. You don't want it unsnapping up.
No, you'll lose
by the way, here's a tip. Those over-the-door...
shoe organizers?
Yeah, yeah. Those don't work with a pocket door. Okay.
Just so you know. Well, no, of course not.
Yeah. The door disappears, your shoes fall on the floor, of course.
They don't work with a barn door either.
I'm just trying to give people a tip. As someone who once drilled a pocket door into the wall permanently.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm going to put the picture right here.
Oops. Yeah. Why does that hang?
Okay. Well, let's get right to it. Allie Breen is our correspondent in the world of romance. Do you have any letters today, Allie?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend searched Instagram in front of me for something, and I could see his recent searches. There were two of his ex-girlfriends and my best friend. He doesn't follow any of them on Instagram, but he's clearly creeping on them. I freaked out at him, and he called me crazy and acted like he had no idea why they were in his top searches. Oh. He's clearly lying. What would you do?
Mrs. Kennedy.
He is clearly lying.
Yeah. Yeah.
He used the C word. And he's like, what? I didn't do it. Hello.
The C word.
Crazy.
Oh,
that's, that's what I thought. That's not the C word in this room.
No, that is not the C word. No. Okay.
Oh, that's your first clue that he's lying.
Yeah, that is what guys go right to. Exactly.
Oh, you're the one that's crazy?
That's kind of weird. Like, why is that happening? Why are you so crazy?
Anna, she should lay down the law a little bit. She should look. I'm not an idiot. I know you lied to me about this. I don't want you looking at those sites again. I don't want you looking at those pages again. And if you do, it's over. Just lay down the law.
You know what? Just break up anyway, I think.
No, I think people are allowed to look at Instagram. I think it's fine.
I think it's trying to. Maybe he was looking to see if there were pictures of her.
Then why did he lie about it?
Why does he not follow them? Is that my? That's the weird thing is why does he not want to follow them?
Because he doesn't. He's doing something wrong.
Does one of these ladies have a picture of a shoe rack on the back of her closet?
I don't know, man.
That has the dildos arranged by shoe size. Hand me the 13 double E.
What if the people?
That would be a hell of a dating profile.
That's a pencil.
What if the girl? Girls that he was looking up are better looking than she is.
He needs to mention that.
That's exactly.
No, he doesn't need to mention
that. And they got a better personality, better looking than you.
I think you've got the answer. What's our next letter, Allie?
That's right.
Okay, dear. Oh, I just lost it. Hang on. Dear Allie, I'm dating two different guys who clearly both think they're the only ones I'm dating.
Why would they think that?
I wonder how they got that in their heads. Yeah.
I have never promised either of them that we were exclusive, so I don't think I'm cheating, but I don't know how to juggle this without having to lie to both of them. How do people do this?
So you tell them the truth.
Yeah.
You don't lie.
And the one that
you
sticks,
you
hang with them.
You have to say.
Yeah, when people date multiple people, you have to be open about it, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't
sounds like
think?
An episode of Suddenly Susan.
I don't know what that is, but that sounds funny.
Wasn't that the Madonna movie?
No, it was.
Oh, that was Brooke
Shields show.
Oh, that was Desperately Seeking Susan.
Oh, this does sound like a Julia Roberts, Richard Gere movie or something.
Well, If
someone says, "Oh, can you hang out this weekend?" and you're like, "No, I can't," you have to be like, "I'm going out with the other guy I'm dating." That's how people date multiple people.
Yes,
tell these guys, and then they're both going to step up their game. It's going to be awesome for you.
Yeah. Or they're both going to leave.
They might bow out, but still.
That's the thing is that you don't need to tell both of them because if you tell one of him. And it doesn't go well, then that guy's gone. Then there's just one guy. Now you have no problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Griswold logic at work, I think.
There you go.
Yeah, tell the one that you like the least.
There you go.
Yeah. And see what happens. If he sticks around, then you'll have to tell the other guy.
If you already like one more than the other and you're interested in an exclusive relationship, why not just do that?
Well, apparently she's not.
I don't think it's possible like them equally.
There's not.
No.
It's impossible.
I wish we had names on these letters. So, because Dear Abby would always be, Dear.
Baffled in Buffalo.
Yeah, right.
Right. Doubled up in Denver.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
Thanks. Deer can't get enough.
Yeah, yeah. Dick crazy in Denver.
Come on.
Yes, Dick balls. Is the word you're looking for.
She is allowed to date more
Nympho
than one
and Narnia.
No, of course she is. Yeah. I'm a big fan of
Deer walking with a limp.
That's what
dating's about.
You're exactly right, Chris.
Okay.
That's why it's hard to say. If dating's about dating multiple people until you find the one, but you always have to tell people you're dating multiple people, everyone's going to leave the situation, I would think.
It's too confusing.
Yeah. Isn't it hard enough to have one relationship, let alone two going on?
Yeah, agreed. Okay, let's get to our next letter, please, Allie Breen. Yeah.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend snores like a lawnmower. I wake up so mad at him for keeping me awake. Does anyone know how to stop this? I can even hear it from the next room.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
CPAP. Right.
Go to the hardware store. Go to the hardware store and get the, telling me you have a rat problem. And usually works best in tomato soup or maybe a broccoli cheese. Mix it in there.
I know many of you won't believe this, but I snore. And a white noise machine has helped.
The situation?
Yeah, earplugs.
Yeah.
But I think addressing the issue.
Aren't there a couple of appliances you stick in your mouth?
Right. There are some things that can
breathe
help
right strips.
Exactly. Yeah. There are.
But I mean, I think there are some things that are more the like rubberized things.
Yeah, and they move your jaw forward and keep that area.
I've seen
open.
Commercials for
it. That.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
scary. It's like a tape over your mouth. Yeah,
I tried the tape.
How is that?
It would have worked great if I didn't have facial hair. It did not stick well to the, but it did work.
Put tape over your mouth?
I forget. They're called like these snore strips or something, and you close, because I'm an open mouth sleeper, and that's where my snoring mostly.
Aren't there medical studies that if men wear out their jaw before they fall asleep?
That's right. Yeah, so have them do something that'll, you know, eat grape nuts or
maybe have some peanuts.
Deer grape nuts.
They're crazy about grape nuts.
Give them a pouch of Big League Chew.
Yeah, okay. That's right. Maybe some tuna.
Well, you're a snorer, aren't you, Tom?
I don't know. I sleep.
Oh,
we know
Willie.
You're a snorer.
Tom.
We used to travel on the road. If your room was next to mine, I went and moved my room.
You were bad.
You were amazing.
And you have a white noise machine, correct?
Yes.
That helps. Yeah. I was tested for sleep apnea. I do not have it. So.
That's the big Darth Vader thing.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just an open mouth snorer.
Yeah, the white noise machine is really. It says, "Muffy, which way to the club?"
It's got to be white noise.
Oh gosh,
is that Madras?
You know,
Sours before 8.
Oh. Yeah, it's just audio from Restoration Hardware.
I like how the voice you're doing to make is just your voice.
You're changing it all.
Very close.
Well, if the shoe fits. Hang it on the door. I'm sorry. Allie, we have a time for a couple more. What else have you got?
Dear Allie, I found really dirty lingerie in my girlfriend's underwear drawer, but I don't think it was there before, and she's never worn it for me. Oh. When I confronted her about it, she said it was going to be a surprise that she was planning, but we've never done anything like that in the past. Yeah. Should I assume she's cheating, or could this be the truth?
I think she's telling you the truth. And what are you doing in her underwear drawer? Yeah.
If you've never done it before, hence the surprise.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm unclear on the setup. What's going on?
He went into her underwear drawer.
Right.
Found some lingerie.
Lingerie.
That he had never seen. And it wasn't in there before, which means he's a repeat underwear drawer snooper.
Tom thought it was soiled underwear is what he thought. Right?
I thought you said dirty underwear.
Yeah, dirty as
dirty
in,
as in sexy.
Naughty.
Sexy.
Hey.
Provocative. Sexy, provocative.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Naughty. Now, he didn't soil underwear before. That's
now, wait a minute.
He
does say dirty. If he met... worn and dirty.
No,
then he's got it. There's an issue there.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, so he meant lingerie. Okay, sorry. Yeah, I was going down the different route.
I think he said that they've never done this kind of thing before.
Right.
Not that he's been in her underwear drawer before. Like they've never done the lingerie thing.
No, he said that the lingerie had not been in there before.
Oh,
doesn't he?
Yeah, so he has been in there looking before this.
I mean, maybe. Yeah,
quite
surprise.
Honestly, it could be very innocent. He could do her laundry and he would just puts it away. Right. But. Yeah, she was trying to surprise you, and you blew it.
God, what a jerk.
I don't know, though. I will say, if you're going to surprise someone with lingerie, it would probably still be in the bag if you haven't worn it. If it's crumpled up in your underwear drawer, that's a little...
She tried it on when she got home.
Yeah,
if she were
she tried it on for her other boyfriend, Josh.
Yeah. Oh, that's...
cynical. I would wash it before I wore it.
Me too. Right. So, yeah.
Do a DNA test. See whose soil that is.
Girls are better cheaters than guys. We wouldn't put our stuff in there. We'd hide it or throw it out. So yeah. If she was cheating, you wouldn't have been able to find
it. If it looks like she spilled toaster strudel icing on it, she's cheating.
Yeah. Well, is that Cetaphil?
Is this a Pop-Tart?
Wow. What is that, spackle?
Oh. Is that calamine? Blood?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.